They hope a lot. They dream a lot. But there's no internal sense of power that I can literally make those things happen if I make my mind up. Habit three, to put first things first. Ineffective people put second things first. They don't put first things first. They might even know what the first things are, but because they're so victimized by circumstances and other people and their past, they are precluded from keeping those first things first. And they end up, in a sense, bogged down in the thick of thin things. And Goethe's statement, things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things which matter least, applies beautifully to them. And they don't know any way out because they are busy. They are into a state of crisis management. They are inundated with all that is happening to them out there. And the only respite that they seek and feel is some break with it. Now, the net effect of these first three habits is that they create an inward lack of identity, lack of personal security, and a sense that the only worth that lies in them comes from other people's opinions of them. It's what I call a scarcity mentality. They see life through a filter or through a lens that says there's only so much. So if they see someone else getting more than they, even if it's a loved one, they might inwardly feel resentment. Outwardly, they might say, I'm happy for you, but inwardly, they are eating their hearts out, and they know it. And they can even secretly delight in the misfortunes of other people. Their security comes too much from the forces outside themselves and not from